This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Oh, yeah.
Can you handle
it? Like that? Can you handle that, Frank?
Come on now.
Say what? Look at you. Where you get that from? You practice all night? It's called grooving.
We
got all new music coming in the next year.
You want to do a show at the barbershop? Explain.
KP's Barbershop in the heart of U City. I go there myself, Mo Drummond. I think Isaac Bruce still goes there. It is, if you've ever seen the movie Barbershop.
Okay, hold on. Does Isaac Bruce live here now? Like, we didn't know that?
When he's in town, okay. He goes to this barbershop. Okay. He can verify. So it reminds you of the movie Barbershop. If you come in this barbershop, you better be ready to talk.
Thick skin.
Yeah, you got to be ready to talk. They're going to talk about, like Russell Westbrook said, your mama, and your sister, your daughter. But we're anticipating maybe doing a show there.
I think it would be a great idea.
Great idea. We'll be in any city type environment. And Andy, you especially will have a good time.
Oh, I love it.
He may be afraid. You know,
He may do the moonwalk.
I had Floyd on the other night, and he was talking about Frank putting his kid underneath the table, scores table.
That's when he got his Italian leather jacket stolen.
Yeah, there was never an atmosphere with more racial tension in a basketball game.
I want to give
Vashon at Umpsol quarterfinals.
I want to give a shout out to Vashon for winning another. Yeah. State title, right?
The kids shouted out your name, and the black kids shouted out my name, and the white kids shouted out Frank's name. At the beginning, we knew it was going to be trouble.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I think we spent a lot of time at Vashon that year, by the way.
They were so good.
That was an unbelievable team.
Actually,
we did the documentary like 2 or 3 years afterwards.
Who would win, Floyd's teams or Tony's teams? Tony Iron's team. Who would be... Ooh. That's something. Because Florida's has some teams, buddy.
Yeah.
Who would you rather?
The Nicholas Kern, Jimmy McKinney.
Oh. Jimmy McKinney, best high school
player. And when Shelton was with them.
Yeah.
Shelton, I think I would say, was the best shooter. Well, Blake was pretty good. But in terms of range.
What about Polk?
Now, pure shooter, Shelton was the greatest.
Yeah, he was. But Jimmy McKinney may have been the best high school player I've ever seen.
Really?
Jimmy McKinney, when he was at Vashon.
Did he win 4 straight?
No, 3. Nobody's won 4. In fact, Mario won 3, and he matched Jimmy.
But Jimmy is just unbelievable.
The thing about Jimmy is he didn't ever force the issue.
Nope.
He let the game come to him. Mm-hmm. And he would never start off shoot, you know.
Andy, the best atmosphere for any high school game was at Umpsol.
Yep.
When DeSmet played Vashon. I don't care if Bergman was the coach for DeSmet. I don't care. The atmosphere, tell him, Frank, was unbelievable. Chico, remember the assistant coach at Umpsol?
That was my guy.
He would come to the games. He said, I can't miss it. He said, the atmosphere. We would sit next to one another. Jay Billis used to come to some of the games from ESPN. He knew Floyd very well. He would come in for some of the games. It was unbelievable.
And now this Cameron Fletcher, he's the next big thing at Vashon. He's like 6'7".
Mm-hmm.
What year is he?
He's a junior. And I'm not saying he's as good as Tatum, but there are like moments you think, wow, he shoots the ball, he puts it on the floor, he's a high wire actor.
Where's he going?
Well, he visited Michigan State last weekend, so I think they may be the leader in the clubhouse. But I think Mizzou has got a shot here, too, and getting Mario helps.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, if Mizzou could get him with Mario.
Vashon looks like a Florida State team. They look like grown men. I'm telling you, man, they look like grown men.
I love it.
I mean,
who would scare you more, Vashon or SLU, when they walk off the bus?
Vashon.
Okay.
Oh, no. SLU's a scary team.
I know they are.
Yeah. They are.
Hassan
Red
Friend.
Skelton.
You probably have to love a guy like Hassan Friend.
I like him. He works hard, and he's nasty.
Yeah.
He got a good nasty to him.
How do you break down the game, though, today, SLU and Dayton?
Well, Dayton is really well coached, and they've had an unbelievable year. I mean, look, SLU's got – they have to get their A game out of like 5 or 6 guys. You know who's leading them now?
Oh.
Their best player by far is this Tremaine Isabel.
Oh,
the last 3 weeks, he's like
unreal.
He scores like 17 to 22 points a game. Last night in the middle of the game, I don't know if you're watching, but he screamed at DJ Foreman after like he got beat on defense. Tremaine did, and he goes over to DJ and says, where's my weak side help? Where's my weak side help? I mean, there were a couple of moments last night where Travis Ford is yelling at the referee saying, you look at me, you look at me. At halftime, they interviewed him, and they said, Travis, what do you think of the game? He goes, well, I'll tell you what I think. He goes, we throw the ball inside every time, and they have one foul in the first half. You explain that to me. He was going nuts. I mean, it was a wild game last night.
Isabel is the leader of the team. I don't care what you say. And he took over at midseason.
What time is that game today?
I want to watch that game.
7:30, NBC Sports, I believe.
I just want to see SLU. SLU is a mid-major, maybe even a lower mid-major right now. I just want to see as a program, man, eventually they climb out of that hole. And they're not just kind
of
like –
go to 25 victories instead of 20.
Yeah, and get to a tournament on a consistent basis.
I'll be happy to see that.
You know.
They have pretty good selection. Before we leave the airwaves today, they're not going to force us out, trust me.
Okay.
We got to talk about – Frank, I know this is your show. Can we talk about this week and explain to people what happened with Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, and I thought it was really a class move by the owner of the Utah Jazz last night. I think her name is Miller, Mrs. Miller. She got on the mic and said, this is not what we do. We're not a racist city. We're not going to allow that.
Well, they are.
Yeah, and the Utah Jazz players were so impressed that she took the mic – and said, you know, we're not going to allow that here.
What did the fans say to Russ to really get him going? Because I saw the video.
I think it was more homophobic than racist.
His Twitter account was racist.
Yeah, the guy may be a racist, but he was telling Russell something about stay on your knees. And it seemed more like a homophobic
story. I would think Quinn Snyder wouldn't put up with that either, you know. I mean, knowing him a little bit, you know.
Well, you know, Dennis Rodman had problems at Utah before, and they've had racial problems out there. But I'm glad the owner – today on USA Today, the general manager came out and said that white men need to learn how to talk to people. That was in the paper today.
Who said that?
The general manager of the Utah Jazz. So
well,
they came out today.
Now, has the NBA banned that fan for the rest – that's what should happen.
Well, Utah
he
has
been banned for the rest of the season.
He can't come there for a concert. He can't
good
come in
them.
The building.
Good for them. Mm.
So he's we don't need that type of thing.
No.
I hate to talk about race. I hate doing it.
Yeah, you hate.
I
you
hate talking
about
race, man. You guys bring it up all the time. Mm. Well, you just quit it. Hit it and quit it. How are you? Help me.
The lovely Alicia. A parade day is Saturday, open at 9 a.m. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. Shuttles to event. You know, Andy, they do a great business going to the Enterprise Center. They do a terrific shuttle to and from the games. On-site banquet rooms holds 250 people. Off-site catering available, buffet, box lunches, etc. This is their 40th anniversary year, food and drink specials, monthly giveaways. Mm. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday in Sunset. Live music every Friday and Saturday nights. On banquet rooms holds 40 people. So we're thrilled to be here at St. Paddy's. Andy, a big weekend for the Blues. You know, last weekend, they went on a three-game road trip. They got 5 points, and now they're going to have to scramble at the Penguins on Saturday at noon and then Sunday at Buffalo.
If you can get three of the next four, you can come back, feel pretty good about yourself, even though you just let one slip away last night. Buffalo's terrible right now. They're in a worse situation than even Ottawa right now. They can't score at all. And, again, they got off to a great start, and they just have completely fallen off the cliff. So, and they got a lot of pressure now. The coach is under some pressure, you know. So we'll see what happens there in Buffalo, but that's a very winnable game. But you got to go out there and win it, man. They need somebody to step up offensively and come through for this hockey team besides Ryan O'Reilly and Braden Schenn, who were in the lineup. And you would think that David Perron may find his way back in before this road trip is over. I mean, who knows? We'll see what the news comes out today. I guess he could play in Pittsburgh tomorrow, but if he doesn't play in Pittsburgh, you would think that he'll play in Buffalo, considering he joined the team for the trip.
I'm coming to practice next week for the introduction.
Okay.
To Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, my kind of guy. I'll be thrilled about that.
He'll walk away and tell his family, man, I met one of the greatest men in the world, and this guy happens to be a minority. That's right. He'll dislike my presence, Andy. You know that, don't you? He'll love my presence.
I don't know. We'll see.
Chuck, a quick Cardinal thought for you. You know, the common denominator of the Cardinals this spring is they lose, they don't score runs, and they pitch really, really well. Any cause for concern?
I pay no attention to spring training.
Me
I mean,
either,
none whatsoever. Everybody's down there for a long time. They're getting meet
They fish.
Green. Yeah.
They don't even. But baseball's secondary to these guys.
Bader had a great day. It means nothing till you get up here. You don't see the kind of pitches you can. Walker's doing pretty well.
It's great
now.
Yesterday again.
There was a nice article in the paper today that said this may be his last spring training with the Cardinals.
Yeah, it appears that, you know, it'll be interesting because they have so many guys waiting in the wings like Dakota Hudson and Reyes.
Remember when he was supposed to be the next
Waka?
Great pitcher for the Cardinals.
Nobody had a better beginning.
Remember that day we were at over in the Central West End, Frank said, they've got a basketball team. That Waka, that Wainwright.
Because they were so tall.
They were so tall.
God. Yeah,
they're so tall.
They had another one. Well, Michaelis. They had a bunch. The whole staff was 6'4", 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell you what, though. You know, they're going to lose. I mean, Wainwright's not going to be there for another year. And you can't rely on Carlos Martinez. I wonder if Waka got off to a great start.
Well, if he has a great year, then, I mean, they're going to try to find a way to keep him. He's shown the potential in the past. So
he just doesn't.
I think it's a little premature to try to predict what's going to happen with him moving forward.
But you're right, though. There's a realistic chance this could be his last year.
I look at Reyes, taking him slow, coming along. But once again, it's spring training. I hope he can make it.
Spring training is about as interesting as the first NFL preseason game, okay, no, or the fourth one.
It's the Pro Bowl.
Or the fourth season game.
You know the difference is in spring training you can every once in a while see that young player flash something. And you think, you know what, this is a guy that's going to be a part of our future.
So that's what I read into. That's what spring training's for. That's like the NFL preseason games. You're looking at players who are off the radar, not on the radar, who can maybe find a way to push to make the team who comes out of nowhere. I mean, I just don't read into a veteran guy, a proven guy who maybe, I mean, in terms of his numbers and statistics during spring training.
Were you shocked to see them ship Garcia down already? With the way this corner outfield is?
Well, I mean, number four is Jose Martinez. Number five is Tyler O'Neill. Garcia's going to be a good player. They just need to make sure he gets 500 at-bats. Mm-hmm. So, all right, you were brought to us by?
I'm brought to you by BMW at West County, my good friend Craig Suntrup. Also, Craftic Beer, Billy Bush, my main guy.
Wow.
He's coming down for one of the shows. Ameren, Illinois will be there live at your favorite place in Illinois in Belleville. The Edge is coming Tuesday night. Ooh. As part of the Tuna Tour with Ameren. And also Weber Chevrolet. I just love the people at Weber Chevrolet. And they've got a room set up for me now, all ready to go at Del Mar Gardens. They got a suite for me. They're ready for me.
Love, for you to live there?
And understand when I get older. Not now, when I get much older.
How many sponsors are you doing
and also,
here?
I'd get that bed made.
Snooks of Greater St. Louis and the Illinois area, the friendliest stores in town. How many times I got in?
Well,
but you'll take longer than I will, too.
MTC Truck Driver Training.
Here we go.
It's not just a job. It's a career. Hogan Trucking, by the way, they'll hire you right now. They'll pay for your training at MTC Truck Driver Training, and you have a job waiting for you before you even do your training.
That's pretty good.
314-895-4111 with MTC Truck Driver Training. Four Hands Brewing Company. St. Louis is number one brewing company for a reason. Consistently giving back to the community through their sales of their citywide pale ale and their pilsner. Kevin Lemp and Company flat out getting it done with Four Hands Brewing Company. Dirt cheap, fun, your one-stop party shop. Of course, Lordo's Diamonds. And then later on today at 4 o'clock, we'll have Hockey Sense this afternoon live from Schneidhorst in Frontenac, a St. Louis institution.
Very good. Can you give us?
Well, we're working on some. I'm hoping Keith Tkachuk will be joining us today.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Frank Viverito will join us when we come back. Maggie O'Brien's is our location. Come on by and sample some of the best food in downtown St. Louis.